father of mine. Tell me, where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes. My whole world is up.
Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Hey. Hi, Dad.
Hey, sorry we didn't get back with you, but we got back late.
Oh, yeah. What were you doing?
We're out visiting.
What?
We're out, where were you, man?
We were out in the yard.
We were in the yard and we didn't see your call.
Were screwed
up.
Did you have people over hanging out?
No. We're just out there in our backyard sitting there.
Oh, enjoying the times. You guys maybe like bat your eyes at each other, had a nice hand holding
absolutely.
Moment. Yes.
How you doing?
Never better, Dad. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. You guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Okay.
Did you clear the woods?
Oh, man. I brought a lot of trees out. And, you know, I mean, my God, it's like everywhere you turn, there's another fantastic tree that can be dragged out of the woods.
Oh, my God. What did you do? Why?
Well, I think I'm addicted to getting campfire wood.
Oh, no, I think you're addicted to chainsaws.
Oh, the chainsaws, it's the whole process, because find the tree, cut it up, haul it out of the woods, and then split it. It's tremendous exercise to begin with.
I see you, my God.
It's great exercise, and then we always have gigantic hot campfires. And, you know, I've got a goal in mind for your son-in-law and Liz to fill them up with firewood at their place, because they don't have the means to get it, you know, because they don't have the forest there. And poor Lizzie's always working her ass off, and they, you know, one less thing for them to worry about.
Yeah. And you know, Mike, you know.
Oh, now don't start bad mouthing Mike.
He's a different person.
You're going to do it, aren't you? I told you, he's fantastic. You can't badmouth Mike. He's very.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, Mike. We.
I just think that he's a very a great host.
There you go. Let's leave it right there.
He is.
There you go.
We were out there yesterday.
Oh, now okay. Now you're on. Now you're doing good. That's perfect.
Yeah, he had us for dinner.
He had us for dinner.
That's how he shows his love, by making you fantastic food.
You're breaking up. What's going on?
I don't know. Is it, is there a volume on your phone?
No.
You know, like you can.
Well, yeah, it's up.
Yeah, maybe turn it down a little. It might be like feeding back. Have you ever heard of like a feedback?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's perfect now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Dad, we had a heck of a time. Do you remember when we were by the fire and the fireworks almost killed us all?
Oh, yeah. The whole thing tipped over.
Best time I ever had.
Wow. Oh, my God. That turned out to be amazing, but it could have been, like, deadly.
Oh, he just ran like a bugger.
Oh, my God. What was going through your mind when those were exploding like that? I mean, that had to be somewhat frightening.
I don't know. I've never seen something like that.
I think you might have in the past, but.
Well, I mean, in my days, I jumped fire, you know.
Yes, you sure did. In your underwear. Yeah, so that was wild, and then...
Well, and we got your call, by the way, but we got in really late, so I'm sorry we didn't get back with you.
Oh, you mean last night?
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no big deal, Dad.
Okay.
Okay. We also had a visitor by the fire, Dad, when we were... do you remember when Doreen came by?
Yes, holy cow. And then at midnight,
yeah,
she brought his mom.
Her mom, yes.
Her mom. It's such memories, you know. It's been a long time since I've seen her. She's such a sweet lady, you know.
What is up with these people just walking into people's homes at midnight?
Yeah, hey, I don't know. That was midnight. We just ready to go to bed.
Do you remember when Doreen was by the fire and she took her shoes and socks off to show you her foot injury?
No.
No.
I must have been in the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I remember that.
She, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was complaining.
I just, it was a trip and a half.
Yeah, and she did all that. And then I think when she was complaining about foot pain, you asked her if she works on her hands and knees.
Yeah. Oh, man. Are you there?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was wild.
Oh, okay.
It was wild because you essentially asked her if she was a prostitute.
You know, that's funny, you know. It's really, I have such memories of Doreen and her dad. That's her stepdad, you know.
Right, Orville.
Orville.
Yeah.
That they used to walk, and he would have a gun, a big gun, in his hands, and he walked with her.
Was he selling her for prostitution?
No, I don't think that was an indication.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he was kind of like looking out for any boys.
He would walk because, yeah, there's some jerks out there.
Oh, yeah, that's important. In that part of the state, there are a bunch of animals up there.
Ugh.
Wow. Well, that was a fantastic moment that will live on forever when you asked her that question. And I'm so happy that you asked it because... that was the only time that she was quiet because she...
Yeah, we only got to get Cass Edgewood.
Yeah, she was talking about her feet and her bunions, and then you asked her if she was a hooker.
What? I don't remember doing that.
Well, you didn't ask her if she's a hooker. You asked her if she works on her hands and knees.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
That's not what I meant.
I know, but it sure sounded like it. I mean, she was like, what? Do I work on my hands and knees? Are you calling me a whore?
What did you mean, Rose?
I don't know what the heck I meant.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm glad
I didn't mean that.
Hey, you know what? You be you. I'm glad that you did it. I am glad that you did it. You know?
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this, and you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on First 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right.
Well, didn't want to hurt her.
No, she's fine. She's fine. Here you go. Brandis writes this. How did you and Eric's mother decide on Eric's name when he was born?
What do you mean, how did we decide?
Well, she wants to know, was I named after someone or did you guys just like the name Eric?
I don't know, but I just like that name.
Oh, so you actually liked it.
I like that name, Eric. It's a classic name.
Thank you. Well, you know, sometimes like one parent will say, hey, how about this name? And the other one says, I don't care or whatever, you know.
Well, we had no issues on decision.
Okay, very good. Rob writes this. Rob in New Jersey says, dear Meathead, at my job, a lot of my coworkers are Mexican. They speak Spanish. I had to start learning Spanish to make it easier to communicate with them. When you came to the U.S., did you know any English?
I'll tell you, I had a heck of a time in life.
You knew apple pie?
Apple pie and hot dog was the only meal I had for a long time.
So you go to a restaurant.
Oh, that's all I knew.
And you just say hot dog and they give
hot
it to
dog,
you.
Hot dog, apple pie.
Did you know how the currency worked or did you pay for a 15 cent hot dog with a $100 bill?
No, are you kidding? I didn't know what the money currencies were or nothing. Oh, it was a tough life.
Wow, I cannot imagine.
Now, the worst part was when I was in high school, this kid would pick on me like crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's the American way.
So finally, because I used to carry a briefcase, and those kids had a bunch of books under their arms, walk around, and that was not the norm in high school.
Oh, yeah, that is.
I carried a briefcase, and this one guy named Percy, the captain of the team, would taunt me to death, you know. But, you know, I was a very strong kid.
Right, right. Well, uh-huh.
So Percy is messing around me all the time, embarrassing me in front of everybody. And one day I'm walking in a hallway, and then the hallways had this some kind of a fire situation, metal poles on against the wall.
Radiator.
What?
Oh, a Joanne
radiator.
Says a radiator. Okay, radiator. So it's a way they heat the hallway, a radiator.
Right. So Percy, I got the briefcase in my hand. I'm walking through my classroom. Here comes Percy. And I don't know what he did that he really triggered my goat.
You triggered your goat?
I cold cocked him so bad, he fell on the ground. I really hit him. This guy never thought, and he was a big guy.
So, did you hit him with the briefcase? Like,
hit him with my fist.
With your fist. I thought you did like Michael Douglas.
Right in the face.
And falling down. Okay.
And he fell.
Okay.
And I got the heck out of there because I figured if somebody saw that and they're his friends, I'd be dead meat.
Oh, my God. Well, what does the radiator have to do with it?
It hit the radiator. He hit the radiator and fell down.
Oh, he hit his head.
He went backwards. His back ran into the sharp end of a video.
Yeah, you should have grabbed his hair and, kind of like ground his face into the fins on the thing.
No, I don't remember all of these deals, but the first one.
Yeah, you didn't.
The norm.
And you didn't hit him with the briefcase, though.
No.
I was going to say.
No way.
That would have been legendary.
I had to reach briefcase. I figured this is going to be an open for fight.
And no one messed with you after that, right?
Nothing.
That's fantastic. Yeah, they're like, oh, God, let's get
but
away.
You know, he was a much bigger guy than I was.
That is fantastic. I'm glad you did that.
I had it. I couldn't tolerate it.
No, without a doubt. You did the right thing. You see, nowadays people just go and they complain to their parents, and then it's the end of the world when this could all be settled with, bully's justice going
sure.
on. You just
and then my homeroom teacher, Mrs. Murphy, was a sweet lady. She always protected me. She had a chair right in front and a front seat.
Yeah.
Classroom. She'd always put me right there so I'd be right at the tip of his her fingers,
Mrs. Murphy.
She says, Reuben, you were late.
Yeah.
And I says, yeah. I didn't know how to explain what the hell.
Right, yeah. Y'all, you said, she's like, you just bludgeoned him to death, and you said apple pie hot dogs.
That was pretty funny.
His face looks like apple pie.
Oh, man, what a day that was. I never forget that. And that's the only history. Oh, and I had a couple of three girls that real friendly. I mean, they were looking after me and all
that. Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I was being protected.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that those three girls were like, oh, Reuben, he's like they wanted to take you under their wing because, you were so vulnerable?
They tried to talk to me and communicate with them. My English was so
they loved you. They were like, oh, my gosh, he's like a big mystery.
Oh, my God, I tell you. I had a great time in high school.
I guess so. You're beating people to death, and you're getting apple pie and hot dogs and women.
Holy cow.
All right, Dad, moving on. Aram, your old pal Aram, writes this.
My man Aram.
Yes. He writes, hello, my friend. And then he writes, have you ever had a group of people that you used to be friendly with get really mad at you all at the same time? And then he says, how did you handle the situation?
I don't remember any of the details like that, really. I actually, when I was in school, I avoided people because I had to talk English and I couldn't speak English.
Okay, gotcha.
So I kept away, pretty much to myself. And in the classroom, I was pretty quiet.
All right. So you haven't been faced with that. Fair enough. Okay. Let's see here. Teo in South Dakota.
What is the name?
Teo. T-E-O.
Teo. Okay.
He said, dear Meathead, my faucet on my sink is leaking. I'm going with a new one. However, this caused some damage to the seal between my sink and the countertop. I want to save the day on this one. Any advice?
Wait a minute. I need a little more explanation on that.
Okay. So the faucet is leaking on the sink. He's putting a new one on.
Okay.
During that time, you know how you like caulk the sink and the countertop?
Yeah.
Where the sink meets the countertop? There's some damage there to that seal. And so he wants to, fix this without any more real problems. He doesn't want to like a can of worms. So he says, I don't know. I need help. Any advice on this about repairing the sink and the countertop and all that stuff so it doesn't leak?
The thing, is it a metal sink?
I'm guessing it could be metal, porcelain,
I don't know if you can seal that. The only way it's a caulking type of seal and all that eventually is going to break loose.
Isn't it pretty standard that if that comes apart, you just take off the old caulk with a putty knife and then put a new bead on there?
Yeah, but it's going to be a temporary fix.
Well, is there...
It's going to redo it again.
So, but is that the only option? I mean, I don't know. I've never done this.
I don't think you can seal that in any... You can always seal it, but it's always going to be temporary because the sealing... How do you seal it? Put a caulk in there?
Uh-huh.
That caulk is going to dry up eventually or keep washing off.
Yeah.
I honestly say... I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to save some money. I don't blame him. But I would definitely recommend you just replace that.
All right.
I know it'll be costly for him.
I think he's just going to have to put the caulk on there and hope he does a good job so it stays that way.
Yeah. If he's ready to keep re-caulking all the time, well, then go ahead and do it. But otherwise... The best thing was to replace that.
So what you're saying is say yes to fresh caulk.
The fresh caulk is not going to remain fresh caulk.
The fresh caulk is not... Wait, what?
It's not going to remain as a fresh caulk. Eventually, it's going to crack itself again.
All right.
Because the heat and cold always, you know, eventually that... When he uses that area, for instance, it's going to dry up later on.
It's going to be a cracked caulk.
It'll crack again.
Like a stiff caulk.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you don't want that. All right, fresh caulk.
No, that's looking for a redo again.
All right, I see it. I wrote it down. Fresh caulk is not going to remain fresh caulk.
Yeah. Eventually, it'll dry up.
Oh, God help us if that happens. All right. Chris writes this. Dear Meathead, I have a friend who is trying to moderate a meeting between a friend and I to settle some bad feelings. The naive blockhead has lived a life of hatred and bigotry, but still believes he is the world's greatest fixer of everyone's problems. How should I proceed with this meeting? Signed, Chris in Maine.
Boy, Chris, you're between a rock and a hard place with that kind of situation. To do that, I mean, you've got to show kindness, kind speaking, and if the recipient is not going to be a kind person, he's a tough redneck, he ain't going to take it so well. I don't know. Kindness is a wonderful thing in the world, but a lot of people don't take things the way you would do as a kind person.
I hate that, Dad.
You know, if I, for instance, want to apologize to someone, and they may not want to, take it, it's a waste of time.
Right, absolutely.
We just keep away from them.
I think you're just better off.
It's just another cool thing.
I think you're just better off not apologizing is what you're better off doing.
Well, the thing of it is, he's got an attitude like I do. I like to make friends.
Yeah, me too.
Some people don't look at it that way.
No. All right, so Dad, I wrote a couple notes here. First of all, let's go back in time. Fresh caulk is not going to remain fresh caulk.
Yeah, all right.
We talked about you. Something triggered your goat.
Well, yeah, that's a bad thing. I mean, that calls for battle.
The guy we were just talking about is a tough guy redneck. And kindness is a wonderful thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And finally, Percy, after you punched him, he hit the fire situation.
Percy, no Percy anymore. I wonder what happened to him.
I don't know. He's probably dead.
Oh, boy.
All right, Dad, I'm wrapping it up here. Do you have any final words for these wonderful people?
I would say stay kind to each other, love God, and life. life is going to be sweet.
Dad, I love it. It makes sense. You and Joanne have a wonderful day, as always. Everybody loves you.
Okay. You say hello to your honey and hug her for me. And tell her hopefully that we'll maybe see each other here.
Yes.
Up north.
Yes. Joe, one more thing. Joanne, what did you think of the chili?
It was delicious.
Yeah, I got to send you that recipe. My gosh.
Yes.
But I have a question. Did we eat all of that?
There were some leftovers, but pretty much, yeah, I think we did.
You did a good job.
Thank you. You're going to love it.
Yes.
Okay.
I will talk to you. Ever get to everybody out there that I know, and we'll talk to you next visit.
Okay, I'll talk to you then. I love you guys.
Love you too, honey.
Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And the cat's in the cradle and the suit.